As the inaugural AFL Women's League draws to a close, the junior footy season is only just ramping up. Local clubs are finding themselves swamped with young girls keen to lace up their boots and join in. The AFL has again revised up its projections for the year. It's expecting there'll be at least 400 new girls' junior football teams across the country. From Melbourne, Claire Slattery prepared this report.
All the girls whose first game of footy that was, put your hand up. Whoa.
Junior footy hasn't even begun for the year, but in Melbourne's northern suburbs, a pre-season practice match is underway. It's the first time 9-year-old Edith Johnson will play a game of Aussie rules.
It's a really good team game, and I like how you can tackle people, and it's good to get your anger out, but not yelling at your parents or fighting with your sister.
She's pulled on the red, blue and yellow guernsey of the Fitzroy Junior Football Club, even though she barracks for the Bulldogs. And she's been keenly watching the AFL Women's League the past few months.
The women have just started off, so I think they'll build up to the men in a few years.
Edith is one of 150 girls who signed up to play for Fitzroy this year. While the number of boys playing has plateaued, the club has doubled its girls' teams from 4 to 8. The club's girls' development manager, Marie DeBont, has no doubt where the momentum is coming from.
Every week we'd get inquiries from people saying, my daughter's been watching football and she'd like to play. So there's no doubt that the Women's League has had a huge impact.
Like most local sports clubs, Fitzroy is run on the donated time of parents and members. The girls' development manager is a volunteer role created last year. Marie DeBont has a son and two daughters at the club, so she's put her hand up to take on the position.
I think clubs are probably challenged by the really extreme growth that's happened in the last year, 18 months. It's hard for clubs to keep up with that really fast growth.
It's a similar story at junior clubs across Victoria and Australia. On the success of the AFL Women's League, the AFL is conservatively forecasting a growth of about 400 new girls' teams across the country, with 200 of them in Victoria. Simon Lethlean is the AFL's football operations manager.
There's now a watch and see about the need for volunteers and facilities and grounds to enable the comps to be able to properly immerse these teams into their competitions.
Fitzroy's president, Phil Murdoch, says it's a good problem to have.
Girls' footy was growing really, really well. This now has been the impetus for it to probably sustain itself, I think, in the long run.
Phil Murdoch, the Fitzroy Junior Football Club president, ending Claire Slattery's report.